New Country, Minnesota 93, TJ and Lisa in studio today. We have Christine Nessler with us from Freedom Home Care. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
So a big event coming up tonight. I know we talked a little bit about it last week, but let's hammer away on it again today. Get some people out to take advantage of the opportunity to gain some knowledge here. And this is an event tonight for people that are planning after a dementia diagnosis. So there's actually going to be some legal stuff talked about along the way here this evening as well.
Yeah, so we are so fortunate to have Lisa Chesley from Chesley Law Firm come and really talk about what you need to do to plan for the future after that dementia diagnosis, cognitive impairment, Alzheimer's disease. Those sorts of things can really leave a person and family just reeling. Like, what do we do next? What are our next steps? And so what she's going to talk about is how having a plan in place can really give you peace of mind. That your future is addressed with your best interest in mind, and then also giving your family members peace of mind that they're doing the right thing for you. So she's going to talk a little bit about legal and financial matters of long-term care planning, and then there'll be an opportunity for you to ask some questions that you might have as well.
I think it's a good idea to get out in front of something like that. And if someone hears this and thinks, wow, that's something I honestly didn't think about, good time to get involved in this. Once there's a diagnosis coming from somebody that doesn't know anything about it, does the progression of it after that vary depending on the person? Can it be very rapid or can it be very slow? Or how does that work? And obviously, it's good for someone to gain as much knowledge prior to that as possible.
You know, it's so different for every person. It depends on how far along you were when you were diagnosed.
Okay.
When you finally went in with concerns or when somebody finally noticed something. And then everybody progresses differently. Dementia, Alzheimer's affects each person on a completely different level. So it's hard to say, well, usually this is what happens.
Sure.
And that's, I think, another good reason to plan ahead is for those unknowns in the future. So the sooner you can make that some of those decisions, the better.
So I would say show up tonight with an open mind and be ready to listen and get the knowledge, but also come with all of your questions, right?
Yes, come with questions. And then I also just want to let people know that this is at our regular support group time. So we typically are meeting for support group for caregivers of loved ones with Alzheimer's or dementia at 6:30 on the first Thursday of every month at Crossview Covenant Church. So after this event, which is at 6:30 tonight, we will have a shortened version of support group. So if anybody wants to stick around and just talk about what they've been going through or listen to, different things that other people have experienced. It's a great opportunity to kind of test out support group after you have some of that information from Lisa about planning for the future.
If we're not familiar with where Crossview Covenant Church is, where do we find that?
So you can go on our website, freedomhomecarellc.com, or our Facebook page. But we have that information on the website under the events tab. And it's under the October 3rd support group, but has the address of the church in North Mankato, Crossview Covenant Church.
And do we need to RSVP or call you or anything, or can we just show up tonight?
You know, just show up. Since it's already tonight,
yep.
We're just happy to have you there and happy to be able to provide you some resources on the topic.
All right. And then give us your website again and your phone number if we want to call with questions.
Yep. So the website is freedomhomecarellc.com. And the number is 507-387-4663 or 387-HOME.
Christine Nessler today from Freedom Home Care. Thank you, Christine.
Thank you.